If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It is Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell and Charlie Gibbons. It is a football weekend. That's right. Saturday nights, Friday nights, replays on Sunday morning. Thanks to our crack producer, Daniel Ogden. Thank you, Darren Peck, Ron Barr, everybody out there, including Dominic Jimenez. We got a big weekend show. We're going to talk a lot of college football. But listen, Friday night into Saturday, you got all sorts of NBA stuff, the NHL, PGA Championship, Jim Brown, the legendary NFL great. I mean, this guy was a hell of a lacrosse player, too, at Syracuse, of course, with the Browns. Abbreviated, truncated NFL career, 10 years? Polarizing figure with his politics, his opinions, and all that stuff. Guy would be making $60, $70 million a year were he to be a star or played the way he did back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, seriously. He would be, and I don't know that he played in the 70s. I'll have to look that up. But the fact of the matter is he'd make crazy, crazy money. He was that dominant. So we'll have a little remembrance on that. Charlie Gibbons will join us, and we're pumped up. I mean, you know, and we're pumped up for now. Lakers are down 0-2. The Celtics, you know, listen, if they lose on Friday night, if I'm sitting here whining on Saturday, you'll find out exactly why. They cannot be trusted as far as you could throw them. And then LeBron James could not throw it into Malibu Beach, the ocean. I mean, 1 for 19 in his last 19 threes. I mean, 1 for 19. And I understand what he's doing. He's expending a lot of energy taking care of the Joker on defense that he doesn't have his offensive legs. And he even goes to the free throw line. You can see him wobbling a little bit. I like the opinion that LeBron is starting to show his age here a little bit. I mean, I'm going to buy that. And I think it's true. I'm not saying he doesn't have any chicken left on the bone, but he's starting to show his age here a little bit. He's looking all of his 38 years. So that's where we head for the weekend. You know, the puck will be pretty good. The golf PGA, you know, you're looking Memorial Day a week from this coming Monday. We are honing in on summer, and we got a lot to get to. We're at Muggsy's. We're in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. They'll have the PGA on here. They'll have the NBA here on all weekend. Game 3 out in L.A. That'll be a must-win for the Lakers. So Muggsy's a good spot on the weekend with award-winning pizza, 44 plasma TVs, great pizza, great food. It is an Irish sports pub as well. Muggsy's, proud sponsor of Marty and Charlie here on a quasi-football weekend on Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it here.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget. the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Talk of the world of sports here on a weekend edition. It's Sports Overnight America. You're hearing us throughout the weekend across this great network, American Forces Radio. Of course, Sirius XM, they're reshuffling that deck. We're excited about that. We're live on iHeart. Tune in, and just great distribution. And thank you to all the millions out there across the country and around the world and those servicemen and women. They're very important to us. You know, Charlie, you said something the other day. You want to give a big shout out to the military and all the people listening to us at military bases, not only land-based bases here in the United States, but submarines, ships, not only in the U.S., but across the country and around the world. So have at it, and we'll get started with Jim Brown. But I know military guys are important to you, Charlie. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, Marty. I think it's a huge deal for us to be associated with the American Forces Radio Network. My brother-in-law is ex-military. He's a Marine, so I've always had a great amount of respect for the men and women who serve this country, and it's just very important, I think, for us to recognize them because freedom isn't free, and without them doing what they do on a daily basis, you and I wouldn't have the opportunity to come on the air and talk about sports. So it's important to me, and I think that they don't get enough credit for all the things that they do. So I want them to know from me personally in this radio show how much I appreciate what the men and women that serve this country do for us on a daily basis.
Well, I appreciate that, Charlie, and they're a big part of our I'll tell you, when we distribute this show now and through the summer months, vacation months, and then we get into fall, we have a lot of military men and women and officers and gentlemen and women that come around, and you'll start to see the feedback. It's really, really exciting. So kudos to all the servicemen and women. All right, Charlie, you go first. I didn't know this. He was born in St. Simons, Georgia, grew up in Tony Manhasset, Long Island. He was a legend, basketball player in high school, 38 points a game he averaged. And Carl Yastrzemski at Bridgehampton, Long Island, broke his record, the great Red Sox great. But all sports considered, all things considered, one hell of an athlete, an NFL legend, perhaps the greatest to ever play the game, pound for pound, Jim Brown, dead at 87. Your thoughts real quick.
Yeah, just sad day. He was a phenomenal football player, even a better man. I can't say that I agree with everything that he did, but I always respected the man for what he did and what he was trying to accomplish. I think he more than anything realized the importance of the African American community giving back to their communities and staying involved with that. So I think a lot of the athletes that you see today, you know, the LeBron James, the Steph Currys, the Michael Jordans, and so on, I think a lot of those athletes just had a great deal of respect for him. And I think that's part of why we see a lot of these pro athletes today giving back so much to the communities.
No question about it. You know, I look at the career, the numbers speak for itself. You gave him the football, in a football game, he averaged 100 yards plus a game. And there's only a couple of three guys. I think maybe, I don't even know. I there's not a lot, very few, maybe a handful or less guys that averaged 100 yards a game.
104. The next closest, I think, was like 95.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, it just goes to show you. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but when you say that's his average, that brings it into perspective. But listen, he brute force, great lacrosse player, a lot of off-field problems, you know, a messy divorce, a lot of things about some things off the field that were unsavory. And listen, he was a dominant player. He really was. Charlie, I'll be honest with you. I never got to see him really play. And I'm in my early 60s. Let's see what his playing career was as a professional career. He played from, I don't think he played in the 70s. So, I mean, I just was too young. And I think, obviously, you fall into that category. So, he won the NFL championship in 64, runners up in 57, 65. You know, this is kind of like a guy, almost like a Ted Williams. For me, I never saw Ted Williams play. I've seen him on film. I've seen the grainy black and white footage of Ted Williams. And I only saw Mickey Mantle once or twice in my life. And I'm probably a half dozen years older than you. So, but anyways, a great player, and RIP, Jim Brown. Charlie, I want to get to it. There's so much going on in college football. I don't even know where to start. I think we have to go back to the, what's going on with the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Pac-12. You know, we talked about it a little bit during the week, but I mean, in college football, Charlie, I think these musical chairs are going to really continue right into the summer. And I think it's going to drive conference commissioners nuts, because the minute you think they're done moving, the music starts and they start moving around again. So give me your thoughts. ACC, Pac-12, Big 10, Big 12. There's just so many dominoes that could fall here. Go ahead. Take a quick hit at it.
Yeah, I'd like to start seeing some stability with all of this stuff. I realize we live in a fast-paced world today, but I mean, at some point the dust, you got to let the dust settle and see where everything stacks up and get some semblance of some normalcy. I don't think all of the chaos and the running around and everybody, you know, looking for a seat at the table is good for anybody, any conference, even the SEC or Big Ten. I think it's going to pay a toll. I realize there's a lot of marketing dollars out there, a lot of TV dollars. Everybody's going after their slice of the pie, but we got to get some stability here. As far as the Pac-12 and the ACC, I'm curious to see what happens. I could easily see Washington and Oregon joining the Big Ten. And, you know, we were kind of talking earlier today. What about Stanford? I mean, what's going on with them? You never hear anything out of them. And, God, they got so much money that I don't think they need anybody's. You know, they could go tuition free if they wanted. But where are they at in the sports landscape? You know, a couple of years they were cutting teams because of COVID, and they wanted to get rid of the wrestling program. And I'm kind of curious to see what happens there with Stanford and where they're gonna land in all of this. And then you look at the Big 12. Where does the Big 12 fit into this? Is it a combination of the Pac-12, Big 12, and ACC? Whatever teams from the Pac-12 and the ACC don't defect to the SEC and Big 10, you know, we have something left over from the Pac-12, Big 12, and ACC. It's kind of hurts my head when I start to think about it, and I'm trying to figure out who's going to land where.
Charlie, I think the two 12s are in a lot of trouble. I'll start with the Big 12. I mean, you can tell me about Cincinnati and Houston. I'm sorry. It doesn't resonate. It just doesn't. I can't get wound up about that. And I think the Big 12's in a world of trouble. They've got to do something. And I don't know how much they can really do. I really don't. You cannot lose, Charlie, Oklahoma and Texas. That's like losing your two front teeth. Come on. You're gonna tell me you're gonna lose Texas and Oklahoma, and you're gonna be taken serious in football when you got no offense, you got Kansas, Iowa State, TCU, West Virginia, Cincinnati, Houston. I mean, wake me up when I mention somebody that really gets you fired up. Who am I missing? Who am I missing? Texas Tech, Baylor. This conference is circling the drain. I'm not saying they can't do well as another conference, because they can. But another conference in terms of, they probably got to merge with the Pac-12. I don't think we can ignore the obvious here. Find a way to get together Pac-12 and Big 12 and put a nice 14, 16 team conference together. No?
Yeah, but here's what I'm thinking. Are we so sure that Oklahoma and Texas are going to get to the SEC and love it and want to stay? Because Oklahoma and Texas right now in the SEC, I mean, what are they going to average? Fifth, sixth place in the SEC alone?
Yeah. All right, we'll continue on the other side. I think that they're going to be long. Texas is going to be longhorn for the SEC, and Oklahoma would like to get there sooner than later. All right, we're coming back here, Marty and Charlie, on a weekend edition. It's Calling All Sports, Sports Overnight America, coming back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hey, don't forget, coming this late summer, early fall, Saturday nights, it'll be Marty and Charlie on college football, plus the last segment of each show will be the NFL preview that'll air Saturday night into Sunday with the NFL season getting underway. Charlie, we're going to work on schedules this coming Wednesday night. We come back this time next week. We're going to get into some college schedules, huh? And, you know, maybe look at the NFL. You know, listen, I told you September 9th, I'm all pumped up for Iowa State, but Boulder, Colorado wouldn't be a bad place to be to watch Dion and Colorado go up against Nebraska. How about that little matchup? Little Pac-12 against Big Ten. How about that?
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. I'm interested to see. The more I kind of follow the Colorado thing, I think Dion's kind of put himself behind the eight ball now with the amount of scholarships, the athletes that he has there on hand, just being able to, you know, perform any kind of practice or anything. I think he might be a little behind the eight ball come this fall. So I don't know. The more I think about that, I think Rule might have the upper hand going into that game out there in Colorado.
You really think so?
I do. I mean, Dion, he's had a lot of turnover already, and it's not that he doesn't have good guys there, but I mean, if you only got right now, like if he had to field a team today, I think he's only got like 40, 50 players on his roster.
Yeah, I understand that. They don't play though on the weekend of May 20th, you know, come on now. I mean, he's going to have 85, 90 scholarship guys, whatever the max is. Here's the thing. I'm telling you, Charlie, I think it's overrated. I think it is. Look, you have to have practice. You have to develop skilled athletes. You got to get chemistry to develop. Sometimes it happens almost by osmosis, but generally you've got to create a culture where chemistry does evolve. But I tell you what, if anybody can go in there, and I listen, I wasn't big on Dion, but I saw what he did at Jackson State. And he gets athletes, and kids love playing for him. And he's got the moms and the dads buying in. So I think Colorado, look, I'm not going to get crazy, say they're going to vie for a national championship. I bet you they're going to flirt with 9 or 10 wins this year, Charlie. I think they will. I really do. I think that he's going to have great athletes. And great athletes. Yeah. Go ahead.
He is. There's no doubt. And I'm a Dion fan. Like, I'm in his corner. I'm just pointing out that I don't think he's going to have enough time to get all of those athletes together on the same field and get the type of continuity or chemistry that a team needs to be successful. I think that I think his team will obviously, like most teams do, but especially in his case, get better as the year progresses, just because I think he's kind of behind the eight ball in regards to how many scholarship athletes he has on now, today. So when fall camp starts, you know, he's still going to be filling their roster.
Well, you look at the schedule. They open Saturday, September 2nd at TCU. Now, you know, he played in Dallas, and TCU's at Fort Worth. And that's a small stadium. That is going to be a huge ticket. Then that next Saturday night, you know it's going to be a night game. They host Nebraska in Boulder. Then Colorado State, out to Oregon, Southern Cal, at Arizona State, Stanford, bye week October 21, at UCLA, Oregon State will be homecoming, Arizona, at Washington State, at Utah. You know, I don't like doing WNLs in the middle of May because, like you said, he didn't have a full complement of players. But I'll say, I don't think – I mean, TCU would be a tough spot. You know, I'm not going to embarrass myself.
That would be tough. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Just without having that in front of me, I mean, right now he's lucky 500. If he goes 6-6, he'll be doing something. You're talking really? About being – oh, yeah. He's got to play USC, UCLA, the defending Pac-12 champions Utah, TCU. Nebraska is not going to be an easy out. I mean, that's five right there. And then what? Does he have to play Oregon or Washington?
Charlie, right out of the chute, though, I think you're overestimating. TCU lost a lot of people. I don't think TCU is going to be that great. And this thing with you and Matt Rhule, I think Nebraska is going to be that's a 500 team if they're lucky. I don't think Nebraska is going to be good at all. I really don't. Who's going to quarterback that team?
Sims.
Jeff Sims.
Yeah. And they got some players there too. They on defense. They're going to have a salty defense. And like I said, Nebraska was never short on athleticism or talent. They were short on discipline. You know, they couldn't stay out of their own way when it came to getting penalties that would blow the game in the last 2 minute drive. So
It's going to be interesting to watch. Their best quarterback left. I mean, that's where I go with it. I don't know. Matt Rhule, we'll see. Look, he had a lot of skilled kids. He did a great job at Temple. Baylor, he inherited some pretty good players. Let's not get too crazy. He was a complete bust in the NFL. And now I'd like to see a year of Matt Rhule, win eight games this year, and then we could have something to talk about. But this idea that Nebraska is going to flirt with 10 victories, I think is cuckoo. I really
don't. No, Nebraska is not going to flirt with 10 victories this year. Within the next 2 to 3 years, though, I think they'll be flirting with 10 victories. But not this year, no. We can't say never because Sonny Dykes just did it last year with TCU.
How did Sonny Dykes and TCU do in that title game?
Whew, boy, that was rough.
I just looked out the window here. Georgia just scored again.
They did.
All right, closer to home. Matt Campbell at Iowa State, if there's a coach that really, he got a mulligan year last year. Trouty, I'm not concerned. I'm not worried, but I'm a little concerned about Matt Campbell in Iowa State. You think Hunter Deckers is a great quarterback. Every time I see Hunter Deckers, he's running around, happy feet, or throwing a pick, and then running around and fumbling. I'm not a big Hunter Deckers guy. I don't know that they've got the right quarterback there. Where do you go with Iowa State?
I think Deckers has talent. I'm not saying he's a great quarterback, but I think he has talent. I think he has the tools to distribute, and he's athletic enough that he can make some plays, keep himself out of trouble if he needs to. So I think it'll be tough. I mean, we don't know. They changed their whole offensive scheme now. I mean, I can't say how much the scheme itself is different from last year, but they got a new OC. So, excuse me, bringing in a new OC and how he fits in with Deckers. I got to believe that Campbell is going to have somebody that plays to Deckers' strengths, and we'll see what they can do on defense. They lost some guys on defense last year to the draft, but I think they're a solid program, but we just got to see what this year brings for the new offensive coordinator and how that plays out. But Campbell's done a great – I know one thing. They're going to have a couple of good running backs. And at the end of this year, they'll probably be getting drafted too. So
Charlie, do you think he can get them back to a decent bowl? Can he get them to 8 wins in a nice, decent bowl, Matt Campbell, Iowa State?
Absolutely. I absolutely. Look at Oklahoma. I mean, how comfortable are you with Venables down there in Oklahoma saying,
well, not very,
oh, yeah,
not
they,
very.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Texas. Yeah, they got a lot of talent. But I don't know. I guess if, gun to my head, who's going to win the Big 12? I'd probably have to pick Texas just on talent. K-State's playing tough. Kansas, I don't know. We'll see. They got off to a great start last year. Didn't didn't finish so hot. So Oklahoma State, you got to believe Gundy's going to, you know, he's always seems to have his team in there in the mix. So, yeah, I mean, I think Iowa State, absolutely. I think they got as good a chance of winning eight games as anybody in the Big 12.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how Texas and Oklahoma deals with the week in, week out distraction of, you guys are leaving after this year. You paid money to get out early. I do think some teams are going to get up for those games and give them a nice punch in the mouth, a nice smack in the kisser, kind of a going away president. You know what I'm saying?
I'm serious.
There's going to be there's going to be some trash talk when they line up opposite Oklahoma and Texas. I really believe that. And I think it's going to start early on. I do. Don't forget, Texas last year came away from a couple stupid plays and a horrible call. They almost beat Alabama week one or two. Sarkisian coached a tremendous game. And, boy, did they get screwed by that officiating crew. That was awful. Terrible.
Yeah.
As we found out, Alabama wasn't all that good. All right, we got to go to break, but I want to talk more about LSU, and I want to talk about Kirk Ferentz against Penn State. You got some interesting numbers there. They weren't as good as we thought, but I'm telling you, that's the other game this year. Iowa at Penn State is going to be a whiteout in Happy Valley. I mean, I know we're going over our travel schedule soon. Charlie, that game has got to be on our travel list. I mean, even if you have to tell your lovely wife that your buddy from college or high school is getting married in State College, ironically, and you got a wedding to go to, and they didn't invite her. No, I'm just kidding. We're coming back. Charlie Gibbons, Marty Terrell, we're talking the world of college football. Do some NFL stuff. The late Jim Brown passed away on the 18th, age 87. We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it right here with our producer, Daniel Ogden. His Golden State Warriors are playing golf. Miami Heat, Celtics. What about Golden State down 0-2 heading into crypto.com against the Nuggets? Coming back on Sports Byline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Sports Here Weekend Edition. It's time for me to do my shilling. I like to shill. And thank people. A new listener, Scott, over in Omaha, Nebraska. He's a PayPal buddy. Great job out of you, Scott. I know you're grilling for those American Legion baseball players over there. So Scotty over in Omaha, he's a Bugaha fan and loves football, loves sports, and he loves our show. He says, I love your show because I'll take anything over politics. Not exactly a ringing endorsement. Yeah, then I got Bill Kirby here in Iowa who needs to quiet down. He accused me of saying that, you know, Golden State was down 0-2. Daniel, can you jump on mic here real quick, our producer? Because Kirby, you know, he's my best buddy until, you know, the Celtics are losing the other night. And then he's got to text me and realize I had someone more important on the phone than him. But he wants me to drop exactly whatever I'm doing. Did I just say Golden State that fell down 0-2? I thought I said Golden State was playing golf.
Then you accidentally did say Golden State following that up, yes.
I think Kirby called you and told you to say that. I don't think I said Golden State. I think you guys are ganging up on me.
Darren called me and said the same thing, so I'm going with misspoke.
Not only do I think Kirby's full of it, I think Darren Peck is now full of it, and Daniel Ogden is full of it. How about that? And Scott in Omaha says I didn't say it, so there you go. All right, if I did, I did. Charlie, did I say Golden State went down 0-2, or did I say the Lakers?
Yeah, you lost me on that one. I'm not sure.
Charlie's afraid to say anything. Charlie's afraid to say anything. That's rich. All right, well, you know, listen, the Lakers are down 0-2. And listen, we brought up a very good point here, Charlie. We're going to get to football in a moment. But if Denver and Miami both advance – Daniel Ogden had the line of the week. He said, put that series on NBA TV and then have a consolation best of seven between the Lakers and Celtics. Put that on ABC ESPN and you'd get buku ratings. That is rich. Danny, I give you a gold star for that. That is a very, very solid take. And I agree 1,000%. Nobody. I mean, Charlie wouldn't watch Charlie Gibbons, my crack college football Detroit Lions shill. Charlie would not watch that. You wouldn't watch Miami Denver NBA best of seven finals if it was in your backyard, would you? You'd move away for a week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd probably take my first vacation since 2010.
13 years ago. Man, oh man. My other shield piece is for the Advantage Credit Union people, Charlie, your neck of the woods, Newton, Iowa. Now, I don't want to do too long a travelogue. Newton, Iowa is a beautiful downtown, Charlie, in your hometown, or where you live. That is a beautiful downtown, and Paula Vanderhart and the folks over there at that Advantage Credit Union, they are wonderful people. And a few Hawkeyes came from Newton. Of course, we talked about the history of that great town. I was stunned at how neat the downtown Newton is. Give us a quick travelogue on Newton, Iowa. You live right down the road, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, Newton's not bad for a town its size. They had Maytag here years ago. Got hit hard when they lost that. Just no way around that. They've since tried to fill it with a couple of wind energy companies that have they've stuck around. One was kind of federally subsidized, so it shut down for a while, but now it's back up and running. But no, as far as the downtown, it's good. We got a lot of restaurants and a lot of hairdressing salons. I think we're like number one per capita for hairdressing salons here in Newton, Iowa. It's crazy,
Charlie. Like, I was stunned at how it felt like a New England town. I mean, you've got a square, the Newton Square, And then you got the theater and you got the fire station right there in the whole downtown area. It felt like a New England town to me. It was so weird. I felt like I was in, you know, rural Massachusetts or Maine or Vermont. It had, I'm telling you, I had a very weird sensation when I was in Newton. It's just a weird, weird feeling. But all right, that aside. All right, let's figure out something else. Kirk Ferentz, Iowa at Penn State, Saturday night primetime, CBS. I mean, that's going to be huge, Charlie. That game can't come quick enough. And you did a little research there. Now, did you say you thought Ferentz owned Penn State? Because I didn't think he did. But go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I thought – I remember earlier on when Iowa would play Penn State a lot before they even joined the Big Ten. There was some kind of crossover there. But I remember early on in Ferentz's career, him kind of having Joe Pa's number. But I think right now, the way it stands, I think that Iowa or Ferentz is like 9-8 against Penn State. So just a little.
I thought you said 8-5. He's 8.
Yeah,
and five,
I did, but that was those weren't updated stats or most recent stats.
So you did a little digging, did you?
Because I didn't think that sounded right, but yeah. And then Wisconsin, he's like 7-10, so in relative comparison, yeah, I guess he owns Penn State compared to Wisconsin owning him.
You know, Iowa feels to me at times like Iowa feels to me in the Big Ten West a lot like Penn State feels to me in the East. You know, Penn State gets overshadowed by Ohio State, Michigan. Even if Michigan has a down year, and Ohio State rarely has a down year, is that a fair comparison, or is Iowa better in the Big Ten West than Penn State is in the Big Ten East? What do you think?
Boy, that's tough. I would say just strength of schedule wise, I would say Iowa is better in the Big Ten West than Penn State is.
I mean,
if you look back, that just it's Iowa and Wisconsin, you know, Northwestern had a couple of good seasons, good years. Michigan State's been there once in the Big Ten championship. So, Penn State. If you look at the teams top to bottom, East versus West, I would say it's hard to argue that Penn State doesn't have a bigger hill to climb than Iowa.
And what are they Iowa gonna... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think Iowa should have accomplished a lot more over the last couple of years in regards to that, just by proxy of having an easier schedule. So
what are they going to do with they're going to have to keep both the California schools coming in. Southern Cal and UCLA going to be in the West. You can't split them up, put one in the East, one in the West. Although geography's never really mattered and they don't know how to count. They're going to have 16 teams and they're still calling it the Big Ten. So it's like, oh, there's 10 teams that matter and the other six are along for the ride, which, by the way, has some truth to it if you think about it, because there are six also rans in the Big Ten, even with 16 teams. Name the six, Charlie, also rans, because it is the Big Ten. There is 10 legit teams out of the 16. There are six dogs. Who are the dogs? Go ahead. Let's check them off. You ready?
Yeah, it's got to be
dog
Rutgers.
Number one would be Rutgers.
Rutgers, yeah. Rutgers.
Who's dog number two?
You got to throw Maryland in there.
Maryland is dog number two. You're exactly. Who's dog number three?
Rutgers, Maryland.
Northwestern's a dog.
Well,
come on. Don't give me endowment. Don't give me.
No,
they bring in a lot
saying,
of money.
They've been to as many Big Ten championship games as Iowa.
They're still a dog, and lately they're a dog.
Yeah, I'll give you.
They're not a dog with fleas, but they're a dog. Okay, they drool.
I'll give you that. Yeah. So you got Rutgers, Maryland, Northwestern.
There's three. We got three more. We got three more. Believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I mean, Indiana, I feel that.
There's number four. There's number four. Okay. Yeah, the fifth. There's two more real quick. I don't have to think long about these last two. They're easy. And they're not going to be dogs forever. They might morph into horses. Or show dogs.
Yeah, you got to, I would say, Purdue or Illinois.
Illinois? I'm going to leave Purdue alone. I'm going to leave Purdue alone. I'm not going to. There's one other dog in there. Illinois.
Then it's got to be Nebraska since they joined the Big Ten.
There's six. Yeah. They've been a dog. It's that simple. I hate saying that. So, how are they going to configure the Big Ten with 16 teams? How do you think they're going to do it?
For everything I'm seeing, it sounds like they're going to try doing pods. Like four-team pods or something like that.
I hate that.
And they keep some rival games or crossover games, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, something like that. And they're gonna rotate them.
Okay, so who goes to the Big Ten championship game?
Sounds like best record. They'll just pick the two best teams I think should go. I'm not exactly sure.
I think you can make it a lot simpler. Take Illinois and Purdue and throw them over in the East.
Okay.
Simple. And then let UCLA and Southern Cal come together and stay in the West, Big Ten West. Fair?
Okay.
What's wrong
with
that?
Yeah, so sure. Listen,
your West would be pretty darn good. You'd have UCLA, USC,
yep.
Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Northwestern, and one more. Who am I missing? I'm missing an obvious one.
Wisconsin.
Hold on a second. Let's do this again. UCLA, USC, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern. Who am I missing?
What
the heck am I missing?
Wisconsin.
I already said that.
No, you said UCLA, USC, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern.
Right. Yeah, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's seven. You need one more.
That's seven.
Keep Illinois or Purdue and then sort out the rest. Because the East, listen, you can't get too crazy about, you got to split up UCLA and USC. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you run the risk then. You know what you run the risk of if you do that? If you split them up and put one East and one West, you run the risk of them playing in a lot of Big Ten championship games opposite of each other. And then that's a black eye for the Big Ten. I think you keep them in the West. I really do. Is that fair?
I could see keeping them in the same, but I wouldn't do it for the reason that you described. It's going to be Ohio State until somebody proves different. Right?
Well, you say that. Listen, I can't wait to see, here's, We can talk till we're blue and until we're blue in the face. Southern Cal and UCLA are going to have some struggles initially recruiting to the Big Ten. I mean, it's going to be where some of those California kids that they're accustomed to getting are say, hey, I don't want to go play in the Big Ten. But I think ultimately they'll overcome that because they have dynamic coaches out there. Lincoln Riley's had ties to the Midwest at Oklahoma, and Southern Cal is a national brand. And they'll have no problems. I'm pretty sure it's a huge Nike school. So, all right, we got to get the break. We'll come back. Charlie, great job out of you. Enjoy your weekend. Red Sox San Diego for all my New England wonks. They're all pumped up that the Red Sox are going to go into San Diego and slap around Bogarts and company. I'll have a closing thought, Tube Talk, and what they're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. Daniel Ogden on board. Charlie's back with us Saturday into Sunday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Coming right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, all weekend long here on Sports Byline with scores, interviews, and highlights into the late night, in the overnight, the early morning. You'll hear us on Saturday and Sunday. Man, I love working with Charlie Gibbons, man. I do. I love Chuck. He does a great job. Works his tail off. Scotty Scheffler, Connors, Hovland. That is not a horrible leaderboard. DeChambeau is hanging around, only a shot back as we moved into Friday. Koepka, he rallied nicely on Friday. He'll be around for the weekend. And then you got a club pro, this Michael Block guy. Holy smokes, this dude out of Reno, Nevada. Turned pro back in 07, 46 years old, a club pro, and he's farting around, within four or five shots. Wouldn't that be something to see a club pro get it done? But that's the way we go. That's where we found out about John Daly that year back in 95, Crooked Stick in Indiana. He got the late night, early morning call, drove all night, slept in his car. Probably drank a couple bottles of whiskey, smoked about 9 packs of cigarettes and 4 tubes of M&M peanuts and chocolates, and away he went. And Daly teed it up and won the PGA, and the rest is history. And, that is the one major where weirdo, crazy things can happen. U.S. Open occasionally, but the PGA, when there's nuttiness, it is that tournament. All right, Celtics, listen, they're on the clock for the weekend. They got to get one at home. Lakers, I think they're toast, and LeBron's trying to sell us on the idea that, you're not down until you lose a game at home. Yeah, it just feels different. It feels different. You had to win that game on Thursday night, and LeBron can't throw it in the ocean right now. 1 for 19 from 3. I mean, come on. and he's expending a lot of energy. I think Jamal Murray is just America is waking up to a real superstar. Can you imagine if Jamal Murray played in Boston, New York, Chicago, or L.A.? I mean, he's in a NBA wasteland in Denver. I mean, seriously. But I'll tell you what makes you dizzy is the altitude in Denver, and what also makes you very dizzy and uneasy is how damn good Jamal Murray is. That kid can flat-out play. Canadian kid from Kitchener, Ontario, by way of John Calipari in Kentucky. Love Murray. All right, enjoy your weekend. Thank you to Daniel Ogden, Dominic throughout the week, Darren Peck, Bill Kirby, my buddy who drives me cuckoo during the games, but I still love him. And to the whole crew, Charlie Gibbons, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your weekend. Play it safe on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.